I want you to trust me on this journey, in this audio recording, and in the ones to follow. Just trust me. I've been there, I've done that, and I know that whatever you're going through right now as you're trying to grow this business may feel overwhelming, challenging, and a little exciting, right? This is the start of shifting into a higher vibration and just exploring the possibilities of building a huge, beautiful empire in the online space. It's possible. Trust me. So the first thing we have to do before we dive into any ideal client work, any strategy, any packages or web design or graphic content, you need to start asking yourself the question of who you are. Many of us, when we start our coaching business or our network marketing business, whatever it is, many of us start with the craving of feeling significant. We hope that if we can generate enough revenue in our business that we will be financially successful enough to feel important or good enough or accomplished. These are emotions that I was driving towards a lot in the beginning of my journey because I wasn't making money and I was really frustrated and I had a hard time attracting clients. And I firmly believed that if I could just make the money, I would feel successful and accomplished and happy. And it doesn't really work like that. The art of becoming a successful entrepreneur is figuring out who you want to be and what you want to make a difference in the world doing. It's as simple as that. So for me, in my journey, I spent a great deal of time comparing myself to other people, and I'm sure you have too in this industry. Maybe you found yourself comparing yourself to me, asking questions about what you should be creating or what types of programs you should be putting out there if you were going to be a coach or how to sell as a network marketer. Comparisonitis is the biggest plague in our world because we spend so much time looking outside of ourselves for the answers to questions that are already within us. It's really simple. So when you become a coach and when you step into this business of being an entrepreneur in the online space, whether you're selling a product or you're selling yourself, well, sounds a little silly, but I mean, you know what I mean, as a one-on-one coach or as a group program, or whether you're trying to create a product that you want to sell in the mass market, it is so important that you understand who you are. The online space is different than any other business in that the business owner's identity is more important than the identity of the business itself. You are the business identity. It's your job to figure out who you are, what you stand for, and what problem you want to solve in the world. If you're selling a jewelry product, for example, because that's probably the first farthest disconnect I can create in my brain, where you're probably in this program and you're saying, well, I don't want to be a coach, I just have a product to sell. You still need to know who you are. Look at Elsie Larson from A Beautiful Mess. She created products on the internet and she did it really well. But first she had to get clear about who she was as a personal brand, what she stood for. And for her, it was creativity and fun and adventure. You can go check out abeautifulmess.com if you need an example. But she really valued that fun, colorful life. And that was who she was. And in her life experiences, she really became an expert on how to add that zest and fun into people's lives. So then she ended up creating products. Erin Condren is a great example of this. And you'll hear me give examples throughout these trainings, so feel free to go visit those people. Erin Condren believed in an organized yet fun, colorful, and inspired life. And so she created products that embodied that. But her personal brand started as being somebody who embodied those things herself. And so oftentimes when we think we're a business owner and we're selling a product, we can lose sight of who we need to be. And that answer is what generates the revenue. If you're a network marketer, for example, it's the same exact thing. You need to figure out what you are, who your identity is, like what you stand for, in order to actually start attracting people to you. Because people don't buy what they need. They buy with emotion. They may buy something that, yes, they really do need and they've been thinking about purchasing it for a while, but in the online space, they're going to buy it from the person who has the identity and the embodiment of what they feel deeply connected to. We all buy in with an emotional energy. And it's especially true if you're a life coach and you're out there trying to sell programs or content or VIP tribes or one-on-one coaching or programs that you've designed, whatever. You need to be the strongest container possible. You need to embody everything that your clients want in their life. Because when somebody hires you, they're purchasing you, your services, because they want something that you have. For me, many people purchase one-on-one coaching or some of my programs because they're attracted to my truthfulness. That's something that comes out a lot. And so I know that the people I'm working with are struggling with that in their life. They don't know how to step out and be themselves without fear of judgment. They don't know how to be authentic in the online space. They don't know how to be confident in who they are. And so they see me with these qualities and they go, oh, I want that. Let me purchase that. Let me learn from her. Let me be connected to that energy. And so anytime someone purchases something from you, it's because you have something that they want. And it's your job to understand what that is. Before we go further, before we dive into anything, who are you and what do you have and what problem you solve? It all starts by asking some deep questions about who you are and what you want to embody in this world. See, all of you here, every single person who's in this program listening to this training, you're here because you've been through something in your life that made you want to be incredible, that made you want to help other people and do something in this world, making a difference. That's why you're here. And if you're not here for those reasons, we got a problem, girl. But I'm pretty confident 90% of you are here because you've been through something in your life. And now you're at this moment where you're saying, well, no, I want to teach people how to overcome this, or I want to help people remove their blocks, or I want to be able to help people solve problems that took me forever to solve. For me as a life coach, I had a lot of baggage, right? And I'm sure you can relate to this. The things that you've been through weren't that easy, right? Like the obstacles that you faced were kind of hard. They were difficult. But you overcome the things that you go through so that you can help other people overcome them. And part of being able to actually be successful doing that is going to be in the power of your vulnerability of recognizing your storyline, what you've experienced in your life, the experiences that you've had that have led up to this moment of you wanting to teach. And so what you're going to do over the next day or two is you're going to sit with this PDF guide that I've created for you, and you're going to start asking yourself some of these hard-hitting questions about what you've been through in your life, because all of you are here for that reason. Being a life coach or an entrepreneur or a personal brand in the online space is actually a very spiritual thing. It's a decision to put yourself out there and pour your heart out to people to make a difference and to prevent people from having to struggle with things the way that you did, even if you're selling a product. And so I want you guys to start asking questions around who you are. What experiences have you had in your life that you've overcome? What challenges did you face that made you a better person because you experienced them? What part of your life narrative are you really proud of because you overcame it? What accomplishments did you have that you find yourself getting asked a lot of questions about? How did I do this? How did I create this success? The key secrets to your financial freedom lies in the ability for you to connect deeply within yourself. And that's what this training is going to be about. So through this self-reflection guide, you can print it out or you can copy the questions, but I want you to dive into asking who you are and what makes you you.